Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Fellas, we all gotta get gay. All of us. You a what?
When you hear one fat person, you're like, get him! Beat it!
Lie to your family about it!
Hey, come here, baby.
Dude, stop. I'll and come. She's devaluing the neighborhood!
If you crosses my hand, you're out.
This robe about to make me act up.
Beat it!
Lie to your family about it! Nobody admits it, killing any more animals. Dude.
Welcome to Haunted Homies with Matt Wright, Elton Castay, and Corey Shearer. A show about all things that haunt you. From ghosts and monsters to worst life decisions, bad breakups, embarrassing moments, and unforgettable stories. All told live from within Comedy Club.
What's up, Ohio? What's going on? Oh my God, good to see everyone. Happy to be in Cincy, kinda. Bunch of fucking liars. Don't put your airport there. You bunch of liars, dude. Happy to be here. Welcome to the Haunted Homies podcast. Who here has ever seen an episode of the show before?
Cool.
That's actually like a large majority compared to most shows, I think. Most people don't read the ticket description. They get here and they're like, what the fuck is this, dude? Happy to be here. This is our Haunted Homies podcast, our paranormal podcast where we talk about all things that haunt you, both paranormally, traumatically, therapy-wise, anything you might have gone through that haunts you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Tonight we have stories that have been submitted by people that are in the crowd, but the whole point of why we do these shows is just to hear all of the horrible things that haunt you. Not just paranormal, bad breakups, fucked up work things you've done, pranks, crimes you've committed, places you've been arrested, all of that shit, we want to hear it.
Yep.
And I'm telling you right now, y'all have to beat Virginia Beach, because holy f***, they were grave robbers there.
Yep.
Crystal meth dealers.
Yep, she saw an angel.
Not the same person, by the way.
No.
Different people.
No. And so far, I mean, Ohio, you guys have submitted a lot of stories about cum. Let's go!
We counted earlier, 83 stories submitted, 72 cum-based.
So don't slip when you're leaving.
What's the matter? Nobody shake our hands after the show. Nobody. That's disgusting, dude.
It is.
They're like the God. Bill Nye of science guys of how to use cum. It was very, it was alarming, but also kind of intriguing.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Wait, can we just start the show with that then? Can we just go right off the f***ing bat with the first story that was submitted and then we'll keep going from there?
Yeah, sure, who wants to hear a cum story?
All right, these are all going to be stories submitted by people who are here at the show, so judge accordingly.
I'm just going to read the log line. My little brother drank my semen.
Dude, Ohio. We can't start with this, bro.
I mean, they submitted it.
Okay, no, I have to hear this.
Okay, so it says, I was 16. My girlfriend at the time would only come over on the weekend because of school, and I was an absolute hound dog. I needed to get the poison out. The weekend couldn't come fast enough, so I busted out a quickie. I like how he's just calling jerking off a quickie.
Yeah, that's why.
Ain't nothing like a hound dog.
No.
Ain't nothing but a thing.
There wasn't a towel, shirt, or sock nearby, so I panicked and looked around frantically and spotted a McDonald's cup to contain it.
I hope he took the lid off. Because if you try to go through that straw hole, I mean, that's just a circumcision at that point.
Oh, about 20 minutes later, my mom and younger brother came into my room. Honestly, I don't know what they wanted, but my brother started choking on his saliva like a true mouth breather. My mom panicked, grabbed the paper McDonald's cup, and my little brother slurped it down like it was the last glass of water on earth. And to his surprise, it only made him choke even more. My mom saw the baby batter drip out of his mouth. And at that moment, I saw a look of terror and disappointment.
Why is it that the second I heard baby batter, I thought about eating a cupcake made of it?
I was thinking the worst McFlurry flavor ever.
All right, Zachary, where are you? We know you're here.
Wait, can I see everyone?
There he is. There he is. Ew.
Wait, can I ask a question? Because you said there wasn't a towel, shirt, or sock nearby, so I panicked and looked around. Does that mean you were like literally mid-nut, pinching it down, just like, what am I gonna come in?
Yeah, you didn't think this beforehand?
You pinch it off sometimes, yeah?
You pinch it off sometimes?
You did, I was
That's
right.
Torture, man. That's how you actually implode. You can't do that.
It comes out of his eyes.
Also, I'm curious, how long is a quickie? What's the time restraints on
that? Also, why are you so proud and standing right now?
Everyone like cover your cuffs.
Everyone's an open target right now.
Get down!
30 seconds to a minute.
30 seconds to a minute is a quickie for you? What?
Yeah, me too.
Wait. Is that with it being like pre-hard? Is that from soft to coming? Is it like...
That's just straight from soft.
Straight from soft.
Bro, we got to get you in the Olympics, doll. That's really good. That's really good, man. Congratulations.
That's incredible.
7 people thoroughly impressed. That's so funny to me. To shoot from soft is genius. That takes real talent, man.
That's a YouTube ad.
So, did you ever tell your brother that you gave him the worst Happy Meal ever? Did you ever tell him that?
He already knows.
When did you tell him?
Right away.
While he still
he probably thought it was just regular McDonald's Sprite, because that shit alone will disintegrate your throat, dog. How old was he?
Probably like 7.
He probably just thought that's what McFlurries taste like.
That is disgusting.
Cookies and cream.
Man, how mad would we be if we found out that's like what Plankton's secret ingredient was the entire time?
That's why the machine's always broken at McDonald's. The workers are just out of cum.
Oh, they just don't out of it. You know, you fix things just by...
That's why it's called soft-served.
Oh, that's great.
Ew.
That is pretty gross.
Ew. Why didn't you like stop them as he was grabbing the cup?
Oh, it happened so fast.
It happened so fast. History repeats itself, doesn't it? So I just wish we had a video of his reaction. And did the brother exclaim any like oddness about it? Was he like
pineapple?
Turned it into a root beer float.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Hey man, he's the enemy. Okay, I'm just narrating his story. So that haunts you ever since then. Do you feel bad about it now?
No.
Have you served your cum to anyone else recently? Like in an unintentional way, Jesus.
I'm so sorry.
Who's over there?
Was that a ghost?
Is this your girlfriend? Girlfriend, have you heard this story before?
Yes, I made him send it in.
You keep her. You marry her. It's exactly the kind of girl you want in your corner to out you in front of 375 people while feeding your little brother cum. You're a monster, but also a mayor candidate for Cincinnati. It was Jerry Springer at one point, so I like your odds.
Okay, so what did your mom say or do as, you know, like...
Oh, she beat my ass.
She beat your ass?
That night, she just whooped my ass.
Well, that's probably like the best possible scenario, because she could have been a worse parent. Like, you know how sometimes people get caught smoking a cigarette and their parents will make them smoke the whole pack? You wait till your dad gets home.
And do it in front of us.
You're going to chug the whole sack. You and your...
You're not eating dessert until those balls are dry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I love that. Welcome to our paranormal podcast. All right. It's pretty gross and pretty gay pretty fast.
71 more stories about come to go. Here we go.
I can't believe there's more.
That was the best come story.
Now, that sets the bar pretty high for embarrassment and things that might haunt you dramatically. I imagine there's got to be a little bit of regret in you, a little bit. So I'm curious, just piggybacking off of it, can anybody top that story with maybe a prank maybe that had gone wrong, that went a little bit too far? That maybe you're like, okay, but I only wanted it to go this far, and now we aren't speaking anymore. Does anybody have a story like that?
Get the f*** out.
This is Ohio. You guys have nothing else to do but piss each other off, and nobody has a story about regret? Nobody's taken anything too far?
No one's done anything wrong in their entire lives in this room.
Bunch of nerds.
Ow!
Hi. No, they're down there.
Okay. Oh, we're all standing up. Okay.
This isn't a town hall meeting, by the way. Damn. Go ahead.
I work at a steel mill, right?
Work at a steel mill.
So a lot of, like, straight white men. A
lot of straight white men, yeah.
Yeah, so we made a joke of that I did things with a coworker in one of our equipments.
You made a joke that you had fooled around with a coworker?
Well, it was my coworker's idea to make it up about the other coworker and me.
Huh?
Party idea that I was like, okay, cool, it's a fun joke, right? Then, a month and a half later, I'm in IR, because the whole mill, it's like 2,700 or 900 acres. Everybody knew about it. IR asked me, they're like, did you have sex at work? I'm like, no. Or did you give a blowjob at work? I'm like, no. And then they're like, okay, this will be a conversation down on the books, on your chart. He's like, I knew it was so bad, and the bus drivers here were talking about it.
The bus drivers are gossiping?
Yeah.
So let me get this right. You and a friend at work thought it'd be funny to start a rumor that you f***ed around with another dude at work. And then within a couple of days, everybody knew about it?
Oh, yeah.
Got him. Solid prank. What's the regret? I think it went as good as it possibly could have.
Everybody knows me, so...
How did that guy end up feeling about it when he found out this rumor?
He was like, okay, that's cool. It's whatever.
Just he was like, shh. Stop. Was he cute?
Didn't you do something similar?
No.
Didn't you make someone drink some of your bodily fluids?
No, we don't have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Did you kiss a different dude, friend?
No.
You swear?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I've told Elton this and maybe a couple other people, but I've never said this on stage. This is awkward. Okay.
We've got it covered. There's 7 cameras, so.
All right, I'll say it. So, like, this is when I was, like, 16, 17, and a bunch of my homies, we were all one night, you know, just chilling, you know, everybody's drinking, you know, we're all just getting drunk. And I thought it would be funny. I cannot believe I'm telling this story.
Well, then do it.
I thought it would be funny if I peed in one of the shot glasses and then convinced my friend to drink it. And so I peed in one of the shot glasses. And I gave it to my homie, and I was like, yo, bro, let's take one final shot for the night. You know, let's get lit. And so he takes it, and right as he takes it, I immediately regretted it, so I started begging him, and I was like, wait, no, do not take that shot, like, please don't do it, and he's like, nah, I'm not f***ing pussy, he's like, I'm gonna get f***ed up, he's like, I'm gonna take it, and I'm just like, dog, please don't, do not take it, and, He drank it and then immediately just spit it out everywhere all over the kitchen. And he goes, why is it warm? And I said, because I peed in it.
You should have chilled it first. That would have been a good friend.
Yeah.
Did he beat your ass?
Yeah, he did, actually. Yeah, actually, yeah.
Man.
He did, yeah. He held me down, and he, like, punched me in the back, and then we started making out.
That was the night they met, by the way. That was...
I mean, you can't just make your friends drink your fluids, dog. That's a family activity. Some things that just don't leave the inner circle, you know?
Oh. Yeah.
God.
Those were the days.
Man, here I am thinking I was your best friend. Man. Never once tried to get me to drink his pee.
Anyone else ever trick their friends into drinking?
What a transition. Anybody else do anything disgusting? You what?
He's got a family activity.
Okay.
Your brother
here,
you.
I'm sorry. Wait. I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
She made her brother eat her puke.
I thought she said pubes, and then I realized puke was not better. It was not better.
Pubes.
She said puke, right?
Pubes.
Puke.
Pube. No.
No, throw up. Oh. No,
throw up.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Thank
oh, that's...
God. How old were you and the brother?
We were pretty young.
How young is pretty young?
He was probably 3, 4, 5, something like that.
3, 4, 5. And how old were you?
4 years older than him.
Okay. What was the circumstance that you were like, we got to clean this up before we're both in trouble?
I threw up in a garbage can next to me, and I said, hey, I dare you to stick your finger in there. So he did. He said, I dare you to taste it. So he did.
See, now I don't feel bad for what I did.
You were an adult.
No. Yeah. No, I wasn't. I was 16.
In some states, that's an adult. That's a horrible system. He was 4. He didn't know what he was doing. You didn't even have to dare him. They don't know what dare means at that age. You can't look at a 4-year-old and be like, do it, pussy. Like, it's not incentive. They'll just do it because they're young and don't know anything. That's so mean. But he just did, like, the one-finger taste test, right? Okay, thank God.
It wasn't the shot glass full. So.
It's not better than the shot glass. Don't shame Corey like yours was an innocent story, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm never eating the potato salad at your family reunion ever, dude. It sounds gross. Oh, God. Any more regrettable pranks before we move on to the next story?
I am very shocked by this. Oh, your hand is going. Give us a one sentence summary of this horrific thing that you have done.
My sister-in-law drugged my brother with Viagra.
Damn, how do I get in this family? She goes like this. Free drugs it is. Let's do it.
Your sister-in-law drugged your brother with Viagra.
Me, it was a team effort.
It was a team effort to get your brother hard. They have a weird family thing. We know. We
well,
are.
It was her idea. Because it was when they first met, and she wanted us to bond and do something funny.
Play a board game. Watch a movie together. So how do you drug somebody with Viagra? Like did you treat it like a roofie? Did you just like drop it in a drink or something? Like what did you really? That works? Ladies, step it up. We're tired of being the only ones giving you free drugs at bars, okay? This is 2023, act like it. We want to be taken advantage of just the same. Selfish.
Oh my God.
All right, so you were being a good sister and you wanted to get your brother laid. I appreciate that. At what point did it hit him? Were you guys just like all hanging out and he was like, I feel like something.
We went to Taco Bell and we put it in his Baja Blast.
You put it in his Baja Blast and gave him
Dude,
a
what
Baja
is it with
Blast.
Drinks and you people, man?
But he tasted it and he was like, this doesn't taste right. So he poured it out. So then later on, we put in his chocolate milk when we got home.
Chocolate milk is what made it innocent, and now I don't like the story anymore. That's a childhood dream. You can't. Okay, so he drank it with the chocolate milk. I mean, did it end up working?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Did the sister tell you this?
Yeah, she told me about it. I was like, cool.
Where did Viagra come from?
Good question.
The answer was Walmart. How old were you?
I was 19 or 20.
How old was the brother?
23 or 20.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay.
That's drinking Baja Blast and chocolate milk at 23?
Living the life, baby. Living the life. Just getting your car while drinking chocolate milk, man.
Just watching SpongeBob with an 8-hour erection.
What a dream. So they ended up having sex that night, as the sister-in-law told you.
Yeah.
See? Good things can come.
How my nephew was bored.
That was really the night they were conceived? They had a kid? That was a conception?
That's beautiful. Give it up, y'all. Wow. Wow. Wow.
I don't know what the statute of limitations are, but that is illegal, what you did. Wow. So thank you for admitting to that. See how easy it is to get white people to admit to shit, dude? This is embarrassing, man. Oh my God. Okay, but we'll give it another shot. Does anybody want to top that?
I hope not.
Oh, for real?
Hold on, please tell me this story doesn't result with like a finger going in your father, because that's the trend. That's the trend we're on right
yeah,
now.
It's getting creepier.
In high school, we bullied a kid with porn at a football camp so bad he quit.
You bullied a kid at football camp so hard he quit? Oh, what'd you do, man?
It was the second night. There was a group of seniors. I was a sophomore at this time.
Okay.
All got in the corner. They did a challenge. They had a porn video on their phone. The first one to get hard lost.
Ohio.
This guy was addicted to porn a year ago.
A year ago now or a year ago then?
A year ago then.
Got it. Okay. Also, you guys were in high school, right?
Yeah.
We were all addicted to porn in high school, man. And some things don't change.
Where he had to go see a doctor.
He had to go see a doctor? God damn.
He went out of the room screaming and everything. He was a good football player.
Because he had testosterone just cycling through his system daily.
He was the hardest player on the field.
He would line
drive through everyone first.
He what?
His mom had to drive 4 hours to camp to pick him up.
So the kid who was getting bullied was the one who had the porn addiction.
Yes.
And they broke out the porn video, and he was like, come on, guys, don't do this. You know I can't control myself.
It's like Superman seeing kryptonite.
Also, how does the judging go on for this game? Because it's like, is everyone butt naked? Everyone's like, all right, if I see it grow, you're out of here.
If your dick crosses my hand, you're out. You better not.
Make it move.
I don't think that'll be an issue.
Yeah, how did you judging?
So they all had their pants down in the corner.
Hey, man, you all lost. So everyone's butt naked.
No, there's only four people.
That's even weirder, man. Because if the whole team's in on it, that's like camaraderie. You know what I mean? But just four dudes, that's just his workplace, dog. That's just the select group of people hanging out in the corner. That's not even a game. That's just four dudes jerking off in the corner, dude. It's not bullying. It's just bonding.
Did you come up with this little competition?
No, I was a sophomore. This is a group of seniors. This is one of the first things I saw going into the team.
You? What do you mean?
An audience? Yeah. Wait. So there's four guys with their pants down watching porn, and then the other 20 teammates are just like, all right. Oh, it's moving. It's doing the dance thing.
Were they allowed to talk out loud, or they like to be like, grandma, 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 Christmas, grandma, grandma, grandma?
I was laying in my bed across the room.
You were what?
Wait, what do you mean by that?
I saw him run out of the room.
He ran out of the room?
Was it knocking over?
The kid that was getting bullied, not the four in the competition.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
That's when I found out what was happening.
Now, when you said you were watching from your bed across the room, could you see the video from across the room?
Did not.
No?
Damn.
Watching the competition. I was not judging.
Whatever you say, man. And that kid quit the football team.
He quit the football team, yeah. He actually moved states. He moved to Florida.
He moved to Florida, where you can get hard in public without being shamed, okay? Ohio could strive to be a little bit better. He lives in Florida now. That's so funny. I don't know if that's mean or if that's kind of the coolest team story I've ever heard. We never did anything fun like that.
No, not
like
that.
We like went to like get ice cream together. Not nearly as fun.
I'm just trying to understand the point of that game. Is it like willpower? Is like who's got the most mental fortitude? Who can resist being hard?
No, that's a legitimate game. Because like, when you're in high school, especially, do anything will make you hard. Just sitting in the car for too long. Well, you ever drive more than 2 hours as a kid? You'd be like, take this turn slower, dog. this road about to make me act up. Yo, Ma, you might ride that brim for a minute. Dude, when you're a kid, you can't control it, man. So you get that shit thrown in front of you? Yeah, that's tough.
I love Ohio.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Any more regret? Shut up.
So, now, wait, hold on a second. It's not a regret, but welcome to Ohio. Apparently, there's been this club that's come out where it's called Cincy Jerks. Or Jacks, I'm sorry.
Very different title.
But it's like a bunch of guys go to like either a club or...
Where's the club at?
There's a destination. But like you're all still straight, but like you watch a bunch of guys jack off and you can help another jack off.
That's gay.
But apparently it's not. Like it's...
Who said apparently it's not?
The article.
The article? Is it an article in a magazine?
When you leave, like, everybody's still straight.
No!
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What kind of loophole is that?
It doesn't work like speed limit signs. It's not like...
Yeah.
This was my exact reaction, but apparently it's, like, a real thing, and you get invited to this, like, VIP thing. Like, you have to be personally invited to this, but, like, you watch it happen, you can help it. But you all leave and you're like, I'm still straight.
Yep. No, you don't get to just blow off steam and then go, that didn't happen. That's okay.
That's kind of what I said, but it's a real thing. Like, they made a whole article about it.
Where's this article? In a magazine?
Hang on.
We can find it.
Yeah, we'll
look. Has anyone else read this article? Did it come from The Onion? What is it?
Citybeat.com.
Is your friend part of this club? No.
No.
Okay.
Are you straight? Then why haven't you went there?
Yeah, what's the problem?
We're not even here together.
Did you say we're not even here together?
Wait, what'd you say?
One of my friend's husband saw her dad.
What club is this?
It's called Cincy Jacks.
Cincy Jacks.
Yep.
That's very, very funny.
Can you imagine if I was like, hey man, can you jerk off real quick? Can you just jerk off real quick?
Yeah.
That's you. This is straight, right?
Yeah.
Still straight.
Yeah.
It's not gay.
Yeah, is that the rule? Like you just can't touch skin on skin?
Apparently, like if you go and like you can watch it, you can help it, you can...
Why are you describing it like a Bop It commercial? You can wash it, you can smack it, you
suck
can...
it! Beat it! Beat it!
Lie to your family about it!
Slurp it!
Pinch it! Cup it!
F*** it! I said f*** it!
Drift it! Now pass to the left, Bop It!
Oh...
Everybody clap your cheeks.
Oh, man. That sounds awesome.
It's literally like the petting zoo of dudes jerking off.
You can either feed them, you can watch it, you can pet it. But no matter what, it's not bestiality. It's just playtime.
Oh, God.
Found the loophole.
Hmm. How far is this club from here?
I would assume it's probably downtown somewhere.
Probably.
Send you the link if you're interested.
Yeah, we got to cancel the second show tonight, right?
Well, thank you.
Well, I have a feeling there's someone in this room who has participated in that club.
It's not showing up on Apple Maps.
6.9.
No, you have to be, like, personally invited.
You have to be personally invited? You mean groomed?
It's like a secret thing, but it's, like...
Secret's out!
Yeah, this has been, like, talked about so much that now they're, like, writing an article about it. And it's kind of blown up, but, like, this was just brought to my light, so I wanted to bring it to your light.
This is Cincy's version of Soho House? Oh, man, they don't have a Soho House. That's a funnier joke that y'all don't give it credit for. Y'all.
It sounds like Fight Club. Just come club. Does Brad Pitt and Edward Norton do a remake of
Fight Your Instincts Club. Yeah. Fight Your Feelings Club.
That actually sounds like good. Sorry,
that doesn't sound that bad.
That just sounds like
good.
Do they
serve food there? Hot dogs. Popsicles. Because some strip clubs serve food. I have friends who only go to strip clubs for the breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Not good friends. They're not good friends of mine, but just people I know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's an all-you-can-eat buffet.
An all-you-can-eat buffet. Ew, dude. Ew. Okay, no more regrets. Getting grosser and tempting. Oh, is this me?
Sure. Transitioning away from cum.
We'll see. I work in HR. This is the most bizarre way someone quit a job. We wrote this man up a few times for his attendance. He knew we were out at our final notice. He bought 300, yes, 300 balloons and filled them with fart spray and air. Knowing they would need to be popped to trash, he left them in the manager's office with a note that said, "This job stinks. I quit." What an ass. The smell was horrendous. We had to let everyone in the office go home and have it properly aired out. I lost my professionalism that day. I was laughing so hard.
That's good.
Where's Tanya? Hi, Tanya.
No.
Oh, my God. Where was this job?
I can't disclose that, but...
It's a Cincy Jack. Okay, it's an office setting. Okay, and you work in HR, so it's of some importance, because some places don't have HR. Like McDonald's doesn't have HR. If you got a problem with somebody, you settle it in the parking lot. Okay, and he filled the balloons with fart. Very, very funny.
So knowing that, like, the way the office was set up, because it's, like, the sliding doors into the manager's office, it's a nice, like, office setting, so you would have to, like, pop the balloons to get them out or put them in, like, large trash bags, which our janitors were doing, but he left cans of fart spray around as well, so it was, like, the evidence of why it was so bad.
And did a few of them pop?
Well, they started popping them at first before they, like, were...
Oh, they popped them before they knew what it was. Good prank. Good prank.
300 fart sprayed balloons. Just.
And he even did it to where, like, when you open the door, some of them were automatically popping.
He set booby traps to, like, when the door would slide open, they would pop automatically. This guy's amazing. You need to get him back on the force. I wish I knew what this job was, because I feel like he would have been good at it. He's innovative.
It was a call center.
A call center? Oh, no, he's better off. That's not... That job does stink. Yeah, that's not fun at all. He probably spent his entire career there thinking of a funny way to quit that job. Nailed it. Interesting. I want to meet this guy. I hope he's doing well.
Yeah. Is that an engineering firm?
I was just about to say he's got to be an engineer or something now.
He's probably the guy who engineered the Tesla fart noises.
Genius.
Mm-hmm. Every time you turn on your blinker, you go...
I wonder if you can get arrested for that because it's a different kind of air. Like somebody could be allergic to it. It's like,
can you imagine serving
like
2 years?
It's literally a gas leak in the building. Could be. I can see how that could like actually get somebody in trouble.
I can tell you his final paycheck helped expense the cleanup or the...
His final paycheck helped expense the cleanup? Oh, so they fined him for this. Oh. How'd they know it was him? Did he sign it like a 1920 or an 1820s cowboy burglar?
He left the note, then he also left like his computer, his badge, everything on the desk.
He left everything. Hold on, his badge? I thought this was a call center.
It is. You still have to scan in.
Oh, I was, for some reason I thought like get on the ground. Like, I thought that's what kind of badge it was. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought maybe he was security there or something. I didn't know. Okay, wow. That makes more sense.
That's good.
Damn, left all the evidence. He might be stupider than we thought.
Yeah, maybe.
Damn, all right, we're not going to hire him then.
No.
All right, next story. Thank you, Tanya. I appreciate that.
Has anyone ever quit a job in some crazy ass way? No? All right, us.
Just calm stories.
Oh, boy. Okay. This story is a whirlwind.
Okay.
And it's a confession of something absolutely insane. And it's the first time I think it's ever being confessed to. Let's see. The log line reads, my friend f***ed my boyfriend, so I planted drugs in her purse.
More free drugs.
Okay. I love that you're already on her side, and you have no idea how many years in prison her friend is now serving.
Conjugal visit. Here we go.
The story reads, is revenge a crime? I'm not sure, but this will feel good to get off my chest. It was senior year of high school and life was good. I was dating the star football player who was apparently jerking off while watching porn tied to a fence. And had the best group of friends, kind of. One night, one of my best friends was staying the night at my house. As we drifted off to sleep, both in bed, I heard her phone blowing up a text, ding after ding after ding. My friend was sound asleep, so I picked up her phone to see what the commotion was. Chris was the person texting her. Now, being that she was my best friend, I would certainly know if she was talking to a guy named Chris, and she wasn't to my knowledge. I decided to flip open her Motorola and see for...
Is this story a long time ago or about a poor person? Which one is it?
She's the same age as me, so I'm going to go with poor.
Okay.
I decided to flip open her Motorola and see for myself what these text messages were all about. Confusion ensued, and as I read a conversation about how she would wait for me to fall asleep and then sneak out to go meet up with Chris, I knew that all too well, and when I checked the phone number, it was actually my boyfriend's phone number. Now, instead of smothering my friend in her sleep like I wanted to, I waited 3 days to be exact. I went on about my life as if nothing was wrong. Went to school, walked down the hallways with my boyfriend, kissed him at his locker, ate lunch with my friend, until I came up with the perfect plan to ruin her life. To prepare for my master plan, I retrieved random pills from my parents' medicine cabinet. Mostly antibiotics, ibuprofen, and my mom's Zoloft. No hardcore drugs, but throw this mixture into a Ziploc baggie and it looks suspicious. Then I hired a third-party friend to stash the pills deep into my friend's purse. After lunch, I approached the assistant principal in his office and asked if I could talk to him about something serious. I looked him dead in the eye and told him I had heard that my friend was selling pills at school, and I just thought that he should know. You can imagine the puzzled look on his face, wondering why I would be ratting out one of my best friends. Nonetheless, he thanked me for sharing what I knew and sent me back to class. Except I didn't go back to class. I darted to the girls' bathroom and called my mom, telling her that she needed to call the school and sign me out ASAP because I knew she was going to hit the fan.
Yeah.
As any good mom would do, she told the secretary I had a dentist appointment and I left the building.
That's more suspicious.
And that is where the story ends.
That's a story.
Morgan, where are you at, you little fiend?
Oh my God. The best part is looking at all her friends around her going, yeah, that's our friend.
They're all checking their purses.
Yeah, that's
right
our
now.
Morgan. And we love her and trust her. She would never hurt us in return.
Their cups are filled and their purses? Jeez.
So did this friend get in trouble by the school?
I think you're missing the whole second page of this story.
There's a second page?
I know, it's very long. Her mom came, smacked her, she got suspended, the cops got involved, I passed the lie detector test. We can go on.
Sorry?
Those were the best parts of the story. Cops came, or sorry, her mom came to the school, smacked her.
She gets pulled out of class, they search her purse. They pull the pills out. She instantly connects the dots. Like, oh, shit, Morgan knows. I'm at home. People are texting me, like, Morgan, her name's Morgan as well.
I can understand the boyfriend's confusion, then. You're not the same, huh?
For the people.
I get a call from the cops that evening, and they tell me to come to the police station with my mom. So we go, and I'm just denying to tell the police. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's small town, so like, look, we know that she was screwing your boyfriend, you found out, and so then I'm like, excuse me?
Even the cops knew? Before you?
Right.
That's
they asked me if I would take a lie detector test, and I say, yep. My mom's there, and she's looking at me like I'm...
And you passed the lie detector test?
I just convinced myself that I didn't know what they were talking about, you know, the mind's powerful.
No, women are crazy. That's what this is telling me right now. That you can straight... She literally said, I convinced myself that this was the reality of the situation. Fellas, we all gotta get gay. All of us. Let's all meet at Club Cincy or whatever the fuck it is.
Cincy Jacks.
Sorry, we need to reconvene because these... will literally convince themselves enough to pass a lie detector test. Is that not insane? I do. Oh my God. Nothing is a bigger red flag whenever a girl goes, that's just not my reality. Because she really believes it. We're all in danger, dude. The fact that we've coexisted for 2,000 millions of years is insane.
Okay, so you pass a lie detector test, then what?
So she got suspended, and then her mom sent her away.
Her mom sent her away? To heaven? To West Virginia? Hell? She got suspended from that school for selling teeth.
Oh, where does she get sent to?
It's called Wilderness Camp.
Wilderness Camp? They sent this on a spiritual journey? Oh my God.
So she signed her up for a cult.
No, Survivor.
Oh, Survivor.
But also, if there was ever a place I would want to do drugs, Nature Camp. Kind of counterproductive.
How long?
You ruined this life for a little bit. You sent her on a whole journey. I hope she found herself and became like a monk or something.
She's got a couple kids and doesn't know dad's cars.
She got a couple kids and doesn't know who the dads are? What if one of them is your ex-boyfriend? She has to. She has to come back with a vengeance. I like this story. How old are you now?
Now I'm 33.
33? Really? You look very young. You're very welcome. But also, still plenty of time for this to you back, so...
I'll be honest, I kind of want to be on her team. I find out who the friend is, I team up with her.
We gotta get to the next show. Immediately. Well,
security, check her bag on the way out.
Yeah, confiscate all the drugs.
Bring them to the green room?
Yeah. This is Cincinnati, we actually can't even joke about that.
Do you feel bad at all? Or are you just like, what? She deserved it.
I don't really have a conscience.
Spoken like a true psychopath.
Can convince herself of a lie, doesn't feel guilt or empathy. You're the devil.
Are these your friends or your minions? What?
That's the one you came with? What's your name? Ashley.
Run.
Run.
I've known her for 20-something years, but too hard.
You've known her for 20-something years. You're in too deep now. Wait, was she the third party? No?
Damn, okay.
You know what she's capable of.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounded like. I know what she's capable of. I can't get out now. It's like a gang situation. You gotta get jumped out.
What was the secondary plan? Cause that's the one you went with. Was there a second option you had in mind?
Castration.
You spent all your time making sure you had one good plan that you convinced yourself never happened and have no remorse for. You're terrifying.
Yeah, you look very cute and innocent, which is even terrifying.
Did you see her friend behind her?
What?
She goes...
And then the same type of girl who to be like, men ain't shit. Can't find a good man.
The Motorola is just her burner phone. That's what 100%, we've established.
100%. 2007? I mean, Motorola's were even done then, though. Well, but it set the tone.
Wow. Well, everyone, give it up for that story.
People clap them with one hand because they're holding their purse closed with the other one. Or open. Trick or treat.
I want to double check before I read it to make sure they're here. Kendall, are you here? Cool. All right, cool. We're going to read the story.
Too excited.
The story, the log line reads, the title reads, I hooked up with a guy who had a lot of snakes in his room. I took my glasses off before we hooked up so I didn't have to see them. I matched with a guy off Tinder and we ended up hanging out. Things escalated and he had told me that he had some snakes in his bedroom and asked if I was cool with that. I am terrified of snakes and literally like put blinders on in the reptile house at the zoo and can't even watch videos or movies with snakes. So of course I was like, yeah, it's totally fine. We go into his bedroom and there was an easy like 15 tanks of snakes. I had a minor panic attack, and when we walked into the bedroom, I took off my glasses so that everything was blurry and I couldn't see the snakes anymore. To this day, when I tell the story, the boy is known as a snake charmer.
But also, like, risky to f*** somebody in a room full of snakes when you can't see. Grab the wrong one. Now you just sucking on a garter snake the whole time. And the dude's just like, oh, I guess she's okay with this. Also, how funny is it to like to get your back blown out in a terrarium? Is so funny to me. Was it like the romantic, like violet lighting? Like, I knew it. I knew. How was it? Are we talking like, was it a python or a garter snake? Like, what are you thinking? Slug.
Oh. That's why he had so many.
Yeah, it was like that. Was it three card Monty? We're like, which one's mine? How was it though? Damn, not worth the snakes. I think snakes are kind of cool. That would have been incentive for me actually. Had it been a female.
Yeah. That's all it takes, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to Petco tonight.
I got a question. Did the room smell?
Yeah, because snakes have a smell to them.
Don't worry, I remember it.
Did you guys get into any like freaky shit? Was he like feeding the mice while he was like hitting it from the back?
Well, my fiance loves snakes, but I won't let him bring it to the house when we moved out. So.
Wait, he had a snake when you guys met?
Yeah.
You have a type. And it's reptilians. You might secretly be Slytherin. You might be. You are? Told you. Get over your fear. It's who you are. Man. Megan, watch it. Walking into a house full of, a whole building full of snakes out. You can't touch any of them. I heard there's a club for that. I know I was in there for 4 days, but I still don't like snakes.
I love that she took off her glasses and be like, it's not real. Be like, me. You and be like, my glasses are off. It's not gay.
Good call.
I can't see my dick in your ass. Doesn't count.
Good call.
It's a good point.
Who's to say that's not a peach core, you know? Whatever.
That would that work?
I don't know. I'm still trying to get over taking the glasses off in a room full of snakes and pretending like you can't see anything. I guess I've done that before, with a messy room, but not, yeah, not snakes.
You don't get a bad McFlurry.
Where'd that come from? Oh, the balcony? Jump. You said, where's the net? Never mind.
I like how they treat the balcony like it's Top Golf here. Like they're just gonna flip over it.
That's great.
Oh man.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That
Next
was beautiful.
Story.
Yeah.
Let's run it.
I'm still just picturing her like riding him, taking off her glasses, seeing all the snakes, and then just turning into Samuel L. Jackson. Get these motherfuckers.
I picture the opposite. I picture he has his eyes closed while she's riding on top, and she's fully embraced all the snakes in the room. He opens his eyes, and she's Medusa. And it's like, that's what I'm picturing. She fully indulged in it.
Just looks at his and turns it into stone forever.
Rock hard. Yup. Oh. God, I wish we could bring these sketches to life.
All right. Well, this says, at hospital, locked male nursing assistant in room with dead body.
Another cum story. Great. All right, let's hear it.
I worked at a hospital with a nursing assistant who used to pose as a doctor. He would wear inappropriate medical things like stethoscopes to present himself as a doctor or nurse to patients and family members. He was gay as the day is long and trying to hide it. Thank you for adding that.
That's such a funny... How gay are you? 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I want to meet the guy who's like 23 hours. The other hour I'm at the club. Straight as can be.
I love that his gayness is determined by where he is and to the equator.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, the day is long.
It's a good call.
He was a diehard Destiny's Child fan, and his AOL username was Dancing Boy.
Might be gayer than the day is long. This guy might be gay 25-8, dog.
He has been arrested for arson and false police reports, so he was a real prize and not at all a danger to have working in a hospital. One night, we were talking with the Filipino staff about what happens when a Filipino dies.
What, like they turn to ash? Like, like they're phoenixes?
Folklore has it that when a Filipino person dies, their spirit hovers around for 40 days. Oh, okay. I've heard that too.
Okay.
Yeah. We were talking about this because we had a Filipino patient that was dying. Sure enough, she dies as predicted. Myself and three other staff members, two of whom were Filipino. How many times are you going to write Filipino?
We get it. Those are all the doctors and nurses, okay?
Put the call light on in the dead patient's room. Dr. Dancing Boy skipped his way into the room only to find the dead body and us slamming the door to the patient's room shut, trapping him inside. We held the door shut as he frantically screamed, kicked, cried, and pulled for about 10 minutes. Y'all are assholes.
Like he didn't just break out of the closet. Come on, you guys. You're gonna put him in another room?
Wait. Finally, the corpse lets out a final gasp of air.
A queef? I hope that's what happens. I don't know. I've never seen a woman die, but I really hope that's what happens.
And he begins begging even harder to be let out. At this point, we are near death laughing ourselves and needed to get back to work. So we let the good doctor out where he spent the remainder of his shift crying and sucking his thumb in a corner.
Could have been a much worse ending to that sentence.
That was a good shift.
So if we've learned anything, nurses aren't all heroes. Some of them are monsters.
Catherine, where are you?
Hi, Catherine. It's hilarious. Are you Filipino? It makes it even funnier how many times you mentioned it. If you were Filipino, I'd be like, oh, it's like a pride thing, I get it. But just referencing is so funny. Was she what?
She made me turn that story in.
Are you Filipino?
No, but
you guys are just racist, bro. There was no reason to include how many Filipinos were at this hospital. Not one. Okay. So you said the woman died. You turn on the call light. Then locked him in there. Then she took a final last breath. So did.
Something that happens in the body just lets the final last gas of the air out.
But wouldn't you wait to say they're dead until after that breath? No. Well, somebody make note. Don't give up on me until you hear that. This is my last one. I'll let you know. Okay.
Her in the body bags. You got him on the elevator. Last gas bear goes, the body
bag's
just deflated.
Wait, hold on.
You know the scariest part about that? There's a light directly behind you, so you just look like a shadow figure right now. You look terrible. You look like you're about to snitch on somebody in First 48.
Yeah, then we locked him in the freezer, and he just started his body.
Didn't it look like it? Like this bitch was a locked character?
You looked like a locked video game character.
You look like the bathroom sign. You know how it's just a black figure?
I wish y'all could have seen it. Oh, oh my God. Man.
Okay.
So was he actually sucking his thumb?
Oh, yeah.
That's cathartic.
Oh, so he was a nursing assistant, and everyone was just okay with him dressing up and pretending to be a doctor? He was 7 feet tall and what? 600 pounds?
These are details you lead with in the story. Yeah. You've painted a completely different person. I was picturing this dude the whole time. I'm sorry, but it's just somebody like cute and innocent.
Couldn't get the door open?
Yeah, couldn't get the door open? Good point.
Wait, did the whole, like, everyone in this room just start bullying this dude? I just heard he couldn't fit through the fucking door, Sasquatch, fat piece of shit. Yeah. You guys haven't said anything tonight, but you hear one fat person, you're like, get him!
Yeah, you didn't describe this person at all. You described how many Filipinos worked in the hospital several times. Filipino? Nurse?
No!
Uh-oh, I'm sorry. God.
How dare you?
What do you do?
I'm a tumbling coach and a realtor.
A tumbling coach and a realtor? You do OnlyFans. Okay, shut up. Every OnlyFans has their real estate license. And it's like, I'm just waiting to get it together. Just trying to get my feet pics in the door. No. You do have an OnlyFans? No. Lying bitch. I knew it.
The only property she sold was an Eiffel Tower.
Ah! Gross.
Multiple times.
The boyfriend goes... Husband, sorry. Oh, you were there for it. Okay.
He approved.
So this gay guy, who was pretending to be a full doctor... Wait, said he was 7 feet tall?
And 600 pounds? Hey, you're a nurse. You should have better analytics on your people.
Yeah.
You can't be like maybe 7'9" or 6'1".
Yeah, nurses can't just act like it's a carnival game where it's like, guess my weight.
Should I give them 10 milliliters or 100?
She's what?
A guy street girl off by 7 inches and she thinks it's okay.
Jump.
You're absolutely... To more conclusions. Anyways, we're getting away from the point of the story. You trapped this man in a room with a dead body. The body exclaimed a final gasp. And how long was he in there before you let him out?
Probably about 10 minutes.
That's long enough to stop pulling at the door, and eventually he sat back in a chair and was like, it's just us in here.
He probably started investigating.
Oh, for sure. Is anybody still here? And if you believe, now the Filipino folklore is scarier, because now if you believe the spirit stays present for 4 days, that he's in there with that spirit.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Could have been helping him try to push the door open.
Could have been. Man, so unprofessional. He was a what?
He was a danger to healthcare, but I wasn't.
A danger to healthcare? You locked him in a room.
Debatable.
Could have given him a panic attack.
Are you sure about that?
Was that from, what's the show? Yeah, the show, right? You sure about that? You sure about that? Such a funny show. You guys gotta watch it. It's very, very funny.
I think you should leave?
I think you should leave. Yeah, so good. All right, next story.
We have one more, but again, I have to make sure they're here first. Amy, are you here?
Oh, yes.
All right. You're gonna read this one. I'm gonna say it right now. Hands down, the most up story in 15 shows we have ever had. Yeah. Okay. You're gonna reverse that clapter really, really soon.
Yeah.
Clapter? What the f word did I? Did I just have a f stroke?
Yeah.
Clapter?
Off to the next clapter.
I washed my roommate's kitten with my laundry. AKA accidentally killed it, and I had to move out within a month. All right. About 8 years ago, I decided to move in with a new friend and her husband after my first year of medical school. These nurses, dog. I'm not Filipino, please don't ask. No, he doesn't say that, but you all thought it would be. So she asked if I liked cats. I said no. She then told me she bought two new kittens. They were 3 months old. I was okay with that. Honestly, I never had cat. I never really cared for cats, but I could live with them. I had an old angry cat growing up and never really liked it. Maybe 2 weeks after moving in, it was a rainy day, we were watching a movie, she realized that one of her cats was not with us. I decided to look in the dark basement where the washer and dryer were. I happened to be doing laundry and the load was finished. I reached in to move my wet clothes to the dryer and felt the fur.
Boots with the fur. The whole house was looking for her. She's in my clothes. Shorty got low, 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 low.
Depression. Yeah. I was horrified. Secondary reaction would have been like, damn, this pussy wet. Damn. Damn.
Man, that's a good dryer.
I yelled for her, and she started crying right away. I accidentally washed the cat, and it died. I think it was in the machine sleeping or something, and I loaded clothes on top of it, completely unaware the cat was in there. My roommate didn't come home that night.
Did you kill the roommate?
So after the cat.
Didn't the roommate come down and start was crying?
Oh, yeah, someone got crossed off. Yeah, I guess you can read through the scratches.
Okay. Like, that's easy to do.
Tell me to fuck, I can read it.
Scribbled out. Well, she was devastated. She pet the dead cat for an hour, waiting for her parents to come home, get her and it. They took the living one, too. I called, yeah, they didn't trust her. She said she didn't like cats before she moved in. I called my mom and she tried to calm me down by saying, there is a saying, curiosity killed the cat for a reason. That didn't help. And then the roommates didn't come home that night. Okay, yeah, that was necessary to read. Okay.
Apologies.
Okay. Whose story was that?
Amy, everyone look her up on Facebook and message her tonight.
Catch her on Netflix. Don't F Cats Part 2. Oh my God, that's awful. Well, yeah, I don't think you did it all.
But we were no longer friends. I was supposed to be like in her wedding. And,
yeah. Wow. You weren't even invited to the wedding? Damn.
Wait, hold on. Were you uninvited to the wedding before or after you killed the cat?
Oh, after.
Okay. Just making sure.
How long did she have the cat before you killed it?
It was 3 months old.
You only need about 20 minutes to build a bond with an animal. So I get that. You have a kitten or a puppy, immediately you're like, I've just met you and I'll die for you. Man, okay. I don't even want to tell this story, but I'll make you feel better.
Oh no. Oh no.
Matt.
My best friend growing up, Brendan, he lived a house over from me. He was like my absolute best friend since like preschool together. I was probably like seven, and we were at his birthday party. And a couple months prior, he had just gotten a new hamster. It's nothing butthole related. Everybody relax. But like the party was kind of going on outside, but like, you know, everybody was taking turns going inside and saying what's up to the hamster. And I had the hamster in the living room.
What's up to the hamster?
I'm Millie rocking the hamster. I had the hamster and it was just real cute. I'd hold it up here and look at it, and I'd have it down here, and I noticed how small it was. So it looked like it would have fun. So I started doing like little like. And it kept getting higher and higher. It hit the ceiling fan. And it just shot into the couch. Luckily, the couch. And I'm pretty sure it was dead, like, on impact. But I did put it back in the cage. Dude, I cried for, like, 3 hours, okay? Everyone sh**ed out. And I didn't tell my friend Brennan until we were like teenagers.
Oh.
I did eventually tell him, but like, the worst part is when I did finally tell him, he just goes, Dexter? That was the hamster's name. He was like, man, I thought it died in the middle of the day, my whole childhood. And I was like, I'm so f***ing sorry.
Oh my God.
I felt terrible. I still feel terrible, but accidents happen.
How old were you?
I was probably 6 or 7 years old.
I thought it was hot, so he put it close to the fan. Oh, like, and it went in there and it
got caught in the fan.
Well, it was still intact, so he took it out and he laid it back in the enclosure and made me think like it was just sleeping. It was sleeping
just forever.
It's a shame you didn't get your son more snakes. He would have grown up to get hella pussy.
My God.
You killed your cousin's hamster? Guys, I feel so much better. This is why you gotta admit to your sins sometimes. Because sometimes you get forgiven by other people being worse human beings than you.
She kept asking for us to like look for it. Mm-hmm. And so like she's like, go.
You couldn't find it, okay.
She said to close the closet door, and it's like one of those like ones that like just you push it to close it.
Oh yeah, like one of the folding closet ones, like a nice Ohio closet door. Yeah.
We found out that it got in between, like...
The hinge?
Yeah, and then it, like, snapped its neck.
You snapped its neck in the hinge of the closet?
Damn. And then my cousin, she tried to give it CPR.
She didn't even CPR? That's probably what killed it, to be honest. They're so tiny, you can't... She said that the other cousin, to try to make her feel better, picked the dead body up and tried to make it dance.
Ding, 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 ding,
like it was a puppet.
Weekend at Bernie to hamster.
She was so pissed at me for weeks that she drew pictures of the hamster killing me.
She would draw pictures of the hamster killing you. That woman's a psychopath.
That sounds like Morgan's origin story.
It sure does. It starts with photos.
To be fair, I think she was like 10 and I was like 12 at the time. But still, man. She literally drew for like weeks and she would just be like, you know what you did to my hamster? I wish it did the same thing to you. And I was like, wow.
She would write her notes saying, you know what you did to my hamster? I wish it did the same thing to you. Jesus.
That's the one wish Christ. I actually wish came true. Just a 6'8", 400-pound hamster just comes back to life.
He just shuts your neck in a garage.
Walking in.
Dennis?
Dennis!
It's just for us. She what?
She had like 10 of them, because when she got it...
She had 10 of them. Well, she know her friends like to off a few of them, so she was like, we gotta get some backup plans in here.
Yeah, when she got it, it was pregnant, and it was a female. She thought she got like a male one, and it had like 9. All of them died, like, one got stuck in the wall, like...
When she got the hamster, it was pregnant, so this hamster had babies. You killed a mother? Shame. All the kids were killed first? Who did that?
Natural causes.
Natural causes? Mm.
Okay.
And the mom was all my fault, I admit to that, but the other ones, I don't know.
What if I began? Nobody admit to killing any more animals. I'll cry, dude. Jesus. Yeah, it is sad.
On to paranormal.
Oh, we're going to transition the tone, everybody. Time for some paranormal stories. Now, the tone is going to be different. Let's everyone keep the table talk down to a minimum. Let's all pretend like we're around a nice little fireplace together. Tell us some spooky stories, okay?
Let's see. Before we read the first story, though, curious, who here believes 100% in the paranormal? Make noise.
It's a good amount. Okay.
Is there anyone who's just like, no?
Who absolutely does not believe? Really? Because not everybody clapped at the first one. You not a huge believer? Why is that?
Because he believes in the political system.
He believes in the political system? What could that possibly have to do with anything? You're right. You could never be a nurse. You are... Terrible instincts. Why don't you believe in the paranormal?
I never experienced it.
Never experienced it? You ever been pegged? Haven't experienced it? It's out here. Am I offering? Yeah, meet me at a club. Cincy jerk or jack or whatever the f- it is. Well, that's kind of the whole point of this podcast and the stories is that these are people's real life encounters and stories that they've submitted. So hopefully we can make you a believer after these stories. If not, I'll still see you there. Oh, let's ask first. Does anybody have a story that didn't get to submit that's in the paranormal world? So preferably something exciting, like maybe has anybody been hurt before, thrown?
Daycare I have something. Was haunted.
You worked at a daycare that was haunted?
Yeah.
Who did? This was haunted by a man. If it was haunted by a woman, there'd be handfuls of hair all over the shower walls.
Yeah.
Can you imagine seeing little ghost pubes and drops of pee all over the toilet?
Yep. Yeah, have you done any research on the building? Like, did it used to be something else? Did it used to
be... They built it from the ground up, so it's...
That's usually how buildings start. Yeah.
Yeah, they built the roof first and then threw it on the foundation.
Built it from the sky down.
Yeah.
That's usually how I describe my business. Yeah. Stupid thing to say. Okay, so when they built the building... Wait a minute. On the anniversary of one of the mom's deaths? Like
one of the kids? Co-worker's
one of the co-workers' moms. Okay, and you can smell your passed away mom's perfume in the building? Whose? The other co-worker?
The other co-worker.
Okay, I'm sure she loves you telling the story when she's not here. She could tell it? She should have got tickets.
It's happy during the day, kind of, for children. But at night...
I'd actually be more terrified in the daytime. If I worked in a building that was also a child care center, that would be the worst one. Because then you'd hear, like, imagine you hear, like, a child's laugh. You don't know if that's a real kid or your worst nightmare, dude. Oh, that's tricky. You got to do some more research. Do some research on the property. See if any building used to be on that land. It might be fun. Could be on Indian burial ground. You don't know.
True. Has anyone ever, like, firsthand either been in the room or had it happen to you where someone has been, like, thrown, possessed, levitated? I'm talking about, like, that level that you see in horror movies. Has that ever happened to anyone? That's always, like, that's the rarest stuff to ever find. So I'm just curious if anyone here has a story like that. No?
Right here?
Wait, yeah, oh.
I used to work at a mortuary, and we were delivering bodies to the funeral home near Fort Knox.
Okay, you used to work at a mortuary, and you were delivering bodies.
Can you project just a little bit louder for the people in the back?
You can stand up if you want. People have just been doing it.
But I delivered the body, and I was walking out through the casket room, and when I was walking, something just grabbed, like, the top of my hair and completely, like, flipped me back in the room. I, of course, lost my shit. Ran out, called my boss, and he was like, the old man who used to own the funeral home would pull women's hair and pinch them.
When he was alive? Bro, what? He could just pull a woman's hair and pinch them? And people just go, ah, that's Gregory. How old was, because there is a cutoff age for people when they get a certain age of old, the people just go, that, what are you going to do? God's going to handle that real soon, you know? Oh, that's creepy. So you actually had your hair, like, jerked back.
Yeah, because I rarely wear my hair in a ponytail, and I had it in a ponytail that day, and it, like, pulled it halfway down and everything.
Did it catch you off guard? Like, did it turn you on a little bit? Like, when you got, like, like, what if instinctually, because, like, when, how else have you ever had your hair pulled? Like, imagine you walking through the morgue, you get your hair pulled, and you just go, ah.
You come into work the next day all dressed up. Greg!
Hope nobody's feeling spooky today.
Gregory!
I'm trying to get my soul sucked out. I'm just picturing Ghost Greg. Okay, that is scary.
That's insane.
Hair pulled. Can anybody top just hair pulled? Really?
Yeah. When I was about, I guess, 13, we lived in, like, an apartment complex.
You lived in an apartment when you were 13?
All of, like, my cousins and everything, we all lived in the same complex.
You and all your cousins?
I'm Filipino, so I have a big...
What a necessary detail of the story. No, that answered the question correctly. That's perfect. Okay.
So, we have this thing called 40 days, 40 nights, where, you know, the souls and everything like that. So my uncle committed suicide in July. This was 2 years ago. My grandma died in August, and then my grandpa died in November of the same year.
Jesus.
So the ghosts that I saw, like me and my sister saw, were the same ghosts that we saw at our house when I was 13. So when I was 13, we were in the woods, and my cousins and I, like, there's, like, a pond back there that we used to, like, hang out at, just us.
Can you project just a little bit louder?
Just doing whatever we were doing, basically, as 13-year-olds, 12, 10, whatever it is. And I saw this creature, spirit, whatever it was, and nobody saw it but me. So I was like, okay, like, whatever, like, maybe my mind's just messing with me, whatever. I went home, it followed me home. And at, like...
This thing from the woods followed you home?
So at, like, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, I went to the bathroom, and I saw it crawling towards me.
It crawled?
And I felt like something tugged me, and I thought I was dreaming. So I was like, okay, whatever. I woke up.
Shocker, it came from up there.
When I woke up, there were handprints on my arms and my legs, and I was, like, sick. Like, bedridden sick for, like, 2 weeks, and then my parents did, like... They do this thing when, like, you're sick where, like, they, like, throw rice, bless whatever, like, bless the house or whatever, and they took me to church. And then when I went to church, I went, like, I think for, like, a whole month. And mind you, I was sick, like, basically this whole time at this point. And they took me to church, and then after that, like, I felt fine, like, nothing ever happened.
So they think, it seems like even your family thought you had something, like, attached to you.
Yes, like, instantaneously, I went to church, I left, I felt so much better.
This is when you were a kid, that's what happened, right? So when the family members died later, you saw this thing again?
And then, like, 2 years ago, because my grandma's anniversary is coming up next week, when she passed, the first night that she passed, I went to the bathroom, like, right around, like, 2:30, 3 o'clock. I saw that same like creature, whatever spirit it was, in my actual house that we moved into, that was different than the apartment that we were living at there. So the next morning, I don't know why I went to sleep. I didn't go to sleep. I thought I would fall asleep thinking like everything would be okay. I told my parents the same thing, and like I just felt like this like weariness or eeriness like around me all day, to the point where I was like, I can't go another day. So I literally went to church. I went in there, did whatever I did last time or whatever it was. I came out, felt instantly better.
Interesting. Sounds like you need cleansed from this thing a little bit. That's terrifying. How would you describe the visualization of this thing that crawled towards you? Like, was it a human form?
Very dark.
Very dark. Well, Ray, you don't need to bring race into this. You could just
really dark,
sorry,
really fast.
Sorry.
Like, even with that, like, I think my parents still have the pictures at home of like what, like the like arm, like the hands or whatever it was that was around.
Did they look like human handprints though?
I mean, they were like really like, they were just red marks wrapped around like all the way, like on my legs and my arm. I couldn't tell you what it was.
When you saw it crawling, was it like a human form crawling? Or was it just like a giant like baby just like
on its knees?
Yeah.
It was like the way the limbs were, it was like more like spider-like, I guess you could say. Have you seen what's it called?
Yes.
Insidious?
No, not that one.
Hereditary?
No. I'm not trying to think. Or like something like the Babadook. It looks.
You mean your ex-wife? She about to leave you.
But yeah, like something similar to what, like the Babadook. I don't know.
The Babadook?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
It was like kind of similar to that, but like much bigger. And,
are you from
Talisay?
Are you from Talisay in Cebu?
No, we're from Zambales.
Yeah, not all Filipinos know each other, okay?
But I know the story. I know the story.
You've heard her story before?
Yeah.
Her exact story?
Yes.
Are you a local legend? The girl who lived. Harry Twatter. That's terrifying. And that's the kind of shit, Elton, whenever we do go ghost hunting, you're like, what's the worst that could happen?
That's the worst?
Yeah, you see a fucking crawling down a hallway, it's touching you in your sleep and shit.
That sounds like foreplay.
No. No, no,
hey,
no.
Come here, baby.
Dude, stop. I'll and come. Stop. Stop, dude.
Here, let me get you a cup.
I'll shum.
Can we get a McDonald's cup real quick? Can you throw it?
That's terrifying.
So you guys actually go ghost hunting?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the whole point of the podcast, basically. Yeah, we've been traveling around the world ghost hunting. They've been doing it for longer than I had joined the team with them for. But
have you guys been to Waynesville?
Waynesville? Indiana?
No, Ohio.
Ohio? No.
15 minutes from here. It's
super
like one
hot.
Of the most haunted cities in Ohio.
What is it?
Yeah, Waynesville. So you need to go to the Hamilton.
Never heard of it.
No, never heard of
I'm
it.
I'm very good at my job, and I've never heard of it, so.
Waynesville?
Yes, Hamilton.
Go to the Hamel House.
The Hamel House in Waynesville.
I've experienced it firsthand.
What did you experience there?
So one of my best friends from high school owned the place. Their parents did. Mm-hmm. Three experiences, not like crazy, but there's a cat that lives within the place that passed away. There's a person that died in one of the, it's like a bed and breakfast. Someone that died in the second story.
What happened to you though? Like
yeah,
what happened to you?
Firsthand experience, I have experienced and seen the cat within the actual bed and breakfast diner.
That cat?
I was waiting to say. Sorry. Where'd you see it? In the washing machine? I was waiting to say it.
Sorry. That's why he's Matt Rife.
It's okay. Firsthand, I've experienced two of the three of the like anomalies that happened there. I've seen the cat, and then there's a rocking chair that someone passed away in on the second floor in one of the bedrooms that you can actually stay in the night still to this day. And, like, in the middle of the night, the rocking chair will just start squeaking.
Oh, yeah, nah. I won't let a rocking chair be in my house in principle, you know what I mean? Like, just because of that exact thing, if it ever rocked back and forth, yeah. Gotta burn it. You saw the rocking chair with your own eyes?
Yes, experienced it firsthand.
How big of a rock are we thinking? Is it like a... or is it like when you have to put your plane seat up?
It's like...
Ha 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 ha!
So uncomfortable. 16-hour flight.
Yeah, one of my best friends does paranormal stuff.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great. Should we hear one of the stories?
We have time to read the very last story. That one right
Corey
there.
Corey has it?
Yeah, Corey has it.
Ooh. Are you still possessed?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so this story says, little girl ghost bothers a patient and he dies at the hospital.
Murderer.
We worked the night shift at the hospital as nurses. Most nights, in one of the patients' rooms, there would be complaints that there was a little girl standing in the corner. This was an adult unit, and usually they were sound mind. One night, an elderly man kept screaming out for help. We went into the room, and he started begging us to get that little girl out of here, and he was pointing in the corner. We ran with it and looked in the direction he was pointing and told the little girl to leave him alone and get out of the room. Laura stood in front of where he was pointing so we couldn't see her anymore, but he said that she was still there. Katie began screaming for the girl to get out. The patient finally laid back in his bed and said that she was gone, and we agreed to give him a different room in the morning. It was not meant to be, as the patient had a heart attack an hour later. He died, but we were able to revive him. When the ICU team arrived to revive the patient, they all complained of having chills and that room was super cold. A few hours later, towards the morning, the patient died in the intensive care unit.
Same table? You guys should not be medical professionals. You guys should be Dr. Phil, dude. You guys are terrible doctors.
Oh my God.
Holy dude.
Because that's always a topic of discussion when you're close to death. A lot of people see dead people when they're on their deathbed. Like, that veil is kind of being opened, you know? So, I mean, that makes sense that maybe he was just able to see something because he knew because subconsciously he was so close to being passing away.
Yeah. Dog, that's terrifying. That's terrifying to think about, seriously.
And also, why was the little girl, like, tormenting him?
Exactly.
Because he wasn't like, he was like, there's a little girl over there. She's, like, cute and innocent. He was like, get her the f*** out of here.
I don't know. I can't wrap my head around that one.
She went to the whole hospital.
Oh, multiple people would complain about seeing her.
Oh.
Hey, little terrorizing people? Does anybody have a theory as to like who she might be?
I bet you I know who it was. They probably just thought it was one of the Filipino staff. There's a little monster running around. It's Filipino, Filipino, Filipino.
Has anyone said she's Filipino? Okay.
Here it is. She was short.
Again, racist for no reason. And by short, she means 7 feet tall, 600 pounds.
Yeah, classic.
God damn, you guys are storytelling skills.
She's Mexican.
What does nobody asked?
Are you just gonna start
Jesus
pointing at people
Christ.
And guessing their ethnicity? She's Mexican, she's Spanish.
Oh, you're like the racist Oprah. You're Mexican, and you're Mexican.
Ethiopian, Kenyan.
Jesus. Oh my God. Well, that is a nightmare. That's gotta be one of the most, because my first instinct was, she scared this old man into having a heart attack. That was my first instinct.
Yeah.
Mm. You can show us kids too.
Maybe.
What was the theory of death?
The what?
Like, it could be death knocked on the door and he goes.
Could be. I mean, that would be my best guess, is it was just somebody maybe trying to guide.
Hold on. Did you just say that every time this ghost girl walks into a patient's room, the patient dies?
I worked on multiple floors, so every time this little girl was seen in the room, something happened to that patient within a few hours.
Yep. Yeah, so we know where not to go.
Chicago. It's in Chicago.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, that's all right.
Wait on, y'all still don't give a...
No.
There's a demon ghost killing sick people, and y'all are like, not my problem.
Yeah, but it's Chicago, so she's shooting the patients.
Yeah.
The little girl pulls up in a Hellcat.
Showtime.
she starts crip walking.
Get her out of here! She's devaluing the neighborhood.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
Damn.
Don't ever get sick in Chicago.
Yes, you can. I spent 4 months there. I'm all right.
Well, I hope you guys all had a wonderful time. Really, yeah. Yeah, thank you guys so much for coming out. If anyone wants to grab anything on the way out, we have merch, t-shirts, hats. All of it literally goes towards the camera crew that's in here, the whole team. This is going on YouTube. It'll be coming out this fall. So, if you guys want to grab anything, we appreciate it. And on behalf of all of us, thanks.
Yeah, we love y'all.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you guys so much for coming out. I hope you had fun. Have a good night, you guys. Take care of yourselves.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe, and give us a review whenever you have a chance. And of course, share this podcast with a fellow paranormal lover, because our goal here is to build this community. And don't forget, you can watch all of our live episodes on our YouTube channel as well for the full experience. Find us on TikTok or Instagram at Haunted Homies Podcast, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.